Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, it's true. Oh. I just want to let you know, Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson, they are dating.
Really?
Yeah.
He's married.
No, she passed away.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And so people were wondering, is it just because they had this romance with the Naked Gun movie?
Or is she going to be in the next movie and they're going to kidnap his buxom girlfriend?
Oh.
Taken 5.
You're kidnapping my big-breasted girlfriend.
Barbed Wire 2, Taken 4.
Neeson.
Same movie.
Is 73. Anderson is 58.
Oh, wow. That's not even like... God, I can't get the name now. Belichick. That's not even close to that.
I think she's 24.
Everybody mentions.
I'm off on the Liam Neeson movies because he does a lot of them. Last one I saw was good, though. He was a bank robber. Turned himself in.
He's a great actor. But as far as his character, he seems like a very nice person.
Yeah. It's believable still that he can, you know, do some action for a little bit longer.
He's 72?
73.
73. And she's how old?
58.
Damn.
Looks good, too, still.
Yeah, man.
Even without makeup.
She's one of my favorite people. And I think she's...
Who's really next? Jessica Rabbit?
No, you.
Jessica Rabbit.
Well, you're not blonde, so you're not in that.
I was
used
once.
To be.
Yeah. I used to be.
Well, Matthew, change.
I was born that way, just like the Lady Gaga song. I decided... At the age of 4, I wanted to be a brunette, apparently. Because it just turned brown.
Yeah.
It's like your food from the night before. It's strange.
It turns brown. How does that happen?
It's called bowel movement, Paige.
Oh, that's called
what are you thinking?
Digestive tract.
Yeah.
All right. So congrats to them. And the movie comes out tomorrow. So
it does sound...
Sounds staged, but...
Yeah. I mean, Paul Walter Hauser's in it, and he's great. So
yeah, he is.
I'm hoping it's kind of some balance to it. I don't want it to be like simple, easy... type, you know,
because something happened after the 90s. We can't make those movies well anymore. No. Like, they've tried, like, the scary movie ones. I'd like the first couple, liked, didn't love them.
But, everybody likes part two.
Like, even some of the last ones that Leslie Nielsen did, where they were like obvious ripoffs of Naked Gun, but not called Naked Gun, they just didn't.
It was I know what you're talking about. I
just
forgot the
interchangeable
name.
Bullcrap.
Like, it's got to be Naked Gun. 33 and a third, I think, was the last one they did.
I just hope there's a lot, because I've seen 3 or 4 different versions of the trailer. I hope there's a lot more in there that's left to be seen.
I was looking it up because he plays Leslie Nielsen's son, Frank Drebin's son.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that didn't work out, but I forgot. Leslie died a long time ago. He would have been like 90 something if he lived today. So it does work out.
Yeah.
He would be old enough to be his dad.
Do you have tattoo regret?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Really?
But yes.
Yep.
Like, I want to say no because everything meant something at a particular time, but I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah, it was the first one I ever got, and it was stupid, but you got it just so you could get it. It was supposed to be Celtic, not working. It looks like a butterfly.
That's so kind of nice. You can fix it.
Plus, I have a bullseye for a tramp stamp, too, so I'm going to get rid of that one.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually a little over to the left.
Oh.
Yeah. Paige has one that says, keep pounding. So, yeah. She's a Panthers fan.
Yeah, it's got a fist right there beside it.
I don't even have any ink. I need to. Just
in the front, she pays homage to Sir Purr.
Sir Purr. Stop. If I get something, I'd have a cross somewhere. No. I'm very boring, you know.
An upside down one, probably.
No, I wouldn't.
Why do you ask about tattoo regrets?
Because I know this person is in the news because Pete Davidson reveals that Dave Chappelle, the Dave Chappelle tattoo he covered up.
He had Dave Chappelle tattooed on his
body. Yeah, on his chest while he was 19 or 20.
Oh.
And he quickly realized that it was a bad idea, so he covered it up with a giant shark.
Man,
that's where you have tattoo regrets.
Let me ask you a very serious question, and this is where I'm going to need our listeners of color.
Help us out.
Is it in bad character for a white person to get a portrait of a black person on their body? Like, serious, honest to God, is that...
You're talking about like a famous leader or just in general, like anybody?
Like an athlete or... you know, I'm not looking to do that presently, but I'm just asking, like, is that frowned upon? Because honestly, I wouldn't have issue.
No, would it be?
I don't know how it would be, but like, I wouldn't have issue with it.
I wouldn't think so.
I think it depends on what you're depicting in that picture.
Like, it says the Coco Beware tattoo.
If it's like, you know, you have Michael Jordan all over your back, I could understand that if you're a big fan.
What if it's Ron Simmons' face on my butt cheek, and on the other butt cheek, it's a little speech bubble. It says, damn.
That's
a great tattoo.
Yeah, I'd get that.
Now I'm kind of wondering if...
I could get the Doom version as well.
You talked about tattoo regrets. I wonder if an artist has let somebody stop. Somebody regretted it halfway through the tattoo, and they're like, you know what? I can't do it. Just stop.
I don't think they can make them. They can make them not.
I don't think an artist would stop, right? Because it's like, it's their work. They don't want to see a half tattoo.
I would think if
they can't hold them down, though, and make them stay.
Yeah, you can't force anybody to have that.
Unless they're doing it in, like, their house.
Maybe that's why they put the little drawing on you first.
Or maybe they sign something before you go and tattoo them so you don't have any, you know, litigious things happening and you have insurance.
I got to start reading that because maybe it says in there, they can hold you down, and they will.
I don't think so. I'm going to call...
It's kind of violent.
I'm going to call Dude at Legion.
Like, if Paige...
By the way, I talked to that guy. He's a big... he moved up here from Charleston. The guy from Legion Tattoo Society. A big fan of the show. I want to say your name was Casey. I was drinking. I think it was Casey.
He's awesome.
What was your question?
That's good work, too.
He said me.
Well, like, you, Paige, get that pink octopus tattoo she talks about getting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's very painful.
She got mad at me because I thought it was Patrick Starfish at first.
Yeah. Where am I putting this?
I'll show you a picture just to make sure you want to put it in the same location.
You know how, like, some dudes would get the spider webs right there on the thing? Well, it would be.
Oh.
Very famous tattoo.
Okay. Yeah. That might happen.
But you got to commit to it.
I have to commit to it. How many hours?
Oh, God, anything these days.
That depends on how often the tattoo artist smokes a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
Really, like, you know, how often are they going outside?
You going to text that to me?
Yeah, I'm going to show you a picture if I can find a good one. Yeah. Okay, here's one. You know, that's where it's going to go. So, your butt's covered in octopus arms.
But it's kind of cool. But for somebody to fully see it, though, you'd have to bend over in four-point stance.
Okay.
You know, the perfect person to ask is Tay Starling because she has ass tattoos. One of a Black Panther, and I think a tiger on the other one.
How do you know?
She has a very OnlyFans.
Okay.
Hello.
I was going to say, because that's kind of weird, because she didn't show it while she was
Do you know there. Which particular one? Like, was it Kelvin Benjamin or Cam Newton?
No, like the animal.
Oh.
So I like to ask her, like, how painful was that? Like, did you do it, like, in one session? It's Cam Newton.
I thought she had Cam Newton on one side.
Malcolm X on the other.
Freaking Tim Bianca Patuca on the other butt cheek. Let me see that Bianca Patuca, Tuca. Let me see that Bianca Tuca.
Awesome.
You know what, Paige?
Did he kill his wife? What? Or was that Fred Lane?
Some ideas.
I don't remember what the Fred Lane did. That was
Give
Ray
me another
Caruth,
good
right?
idea because I like Caruth. That. I'm going to get all inked up.
You're going to get some Black Panthers?
Yeah, maybe.
What about if you got a collection of Black Panthers? You get like an actual Black Panther. Mm-hmm. You get that's not Black Page. I need you to open up for all colors. Black Panther, like the real one, like mm-hmm. Sir Purr. Then you get like Marcus Garvey. Was he a black? I'm trying to Jesse Jackson. I don't know. Whoever. Tupac's dad.
Yeah.
Tupac's dad. You get his tattoo
Kanye's
on there.
Kanye's dad was too.
And then you get like a picture of like Mike Tolbert on there as well. You get all the Black Panthers.
That's awesome. I misspoke. Okay, so she's got a rose on one of her ass cheeks.
I might get that's nice. It better smell like roses if you got roses on.
Oh, Lord.
Where did I see the panther
from? I don't know. That's the place to put a rose on me. Put some dead carnations. Damn, funeral flowers from a month ago. That's what I get.
So it's all of it.
No, my ass doesn't stink, though, for real.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the Black Panther on the left ass with a flower and a tiger on the right ass with a flower.
The Black Panther kind of looks like the fireworks brand. That's Black Cat, though, ain't it?
Yep, it is.
Well, get that tattoo as well. Get them all represented.
Yeah, you need to.
Paige, you really for real thought about getting a tattoo? Because you don't have any.
Yeah, I don't have any. I'm such a nerd.
Or you get something small on your wrist, like, you know, it's like a basic bitch tattoo. You wouldn't go to
basic, basic bitch tattoos.
Little things circling my nipples. Or
God.
Barbed wire on my nipples.
They don't make circles that big. Like you went and bought a fence. You might have to get like spider webs on the tees. Do that. Do the spider web.
Some kind of freaking spirograph kind of looking gimmick.
Now, there's this chick who's an adult star. Yeah. She has very perky breasts, so the spider webs on them, it, like, works. But,
they
like,
real.
When they start sagging, it's going to look like fishnets.
Look bad.
Better look out.
It's going to look like she's bent over and she's hanging her stockings out to dry.
That's why I go to the gym, so mine doesn't hit the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the young girls now talk about wanting to make it hit the floor when they go to the club. Yeah. I don't know. You can't win for losing, man.
I can't.
You got more hangers in the downtown airport.
Not at all. Got more hangers in the dumpster of a Goodwill.
It smells better than
I think you should get a rose on your bottom. That'd be great.
I'm going to use you like a wet nap at a wings restaurant. How about that?
A wet what?
Wipe.
Oh, okay.
Wet nap.
I don't get the crack tattoos. A lot of people like to get the crack tattoos, though.
People quit saying wet nap because that's a brand, but I guess people got offended by it or whatever. I don't know.
Plus, they weren't really that good anyway. It's like one little square of a napkin you have to unfold
then
30
once
times.
Once it comes out of that plastic, the air and everything just totally just dries it out completely.
Yep.
I don't like it. I like Made in America sanitated napkins.
Sanitated?
Shut up.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey boy, you tell me how to do this as far as, you know.
So we got Bill now. We'll just do the normal switch.
Okay.
Here shortly.
I know
if you want to like last minute with Bill right real quick. Or, just kind of wanted to make sure he was good to go.
Well, we got to ask him, well... We're not calling the other guy. The guy's already on hold, so we don't have to ask him that. Well, right. We still got it. Bill, you sure you want to do this, right?
Yeah, let's go now.
Okay.
All right, so I'll make the switch right now, and then we'll do the...
Okay. You tell me when, because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
One, two...
Good morning. Is this Kyle?
Hey, good morning.
Kyle, so this is The Rise Guys. You now know that. You knew you were going to be on our show today. You just did not know why you were going to be on this show. So are you ready to find out why?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been sitting here trying to figure out, you know, if I borrowed money or if I slept with someone's cousin.
Well, you did both of those. I mean, this is going to be a longer show. So.
Yeah. No, it's this is about something that happened at your work, and I would like to tell you, and then also this person we're about to speak with, please, for the love of all that is sacred, do not say where you work. I'm just going to turn it over to your coworker, Bill. Bill, Bill, you're on with Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Look, man.
Hey, man.
I wanted to talk to you about something that's been bugging me.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, what is it?
All right. I want you to stop calling me $3 Bill.
What? This is what this is about? Are you serious?
Yeah, I've told you before that I don't like it. I don't think it's funny. It's not just some harmless nickname. It's insulting.
It's a joke, man. You're acting like I spray painted it on your truck or something. Like, it's not even like that.
But, I mean, to be fair, though, he says you say it all the time, and he says he asked you to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I figured it was just, you know, I figured he was just being soft, you know, like we all joke around. I didn't even think it was that serious. I mean, I never said he couldn't give me a nickname.
I mean, you got to admit, $3 Bill comes with some baggage. I mean, that's not exactly safe for work, by today's standards, at least.
That nickname.
Well, I guess it depends on where you work, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
your name's Fat Boy. I wouldn't be able to call you that if we weren't at BMW, probably.
Nope. We can do it here, but I mean, that's probably it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. Did someone put you up to this, or did someone, I don't know, where's this all coming from now?
That's funny you say that.
Yeah, actually his wife did.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, she didn't tell me to come on here.
True.
Yeah, but I told her about it, and she said I needed to handle it, so.
So you're out here taking nicknames advice from your wife?
Yes.
Oh, buddy, this just keeps getting better.
But, I mean, Kyle, I don't know if you're married or not, but if you are, you know, you don't listen to your wife. You got to see where he's coming from here, right? I don't know.
Single life, happy life.
I mean, plus, if she told you to stop calling somebody $3 bill, you probably would. Or at least you'd lie to her and tell her that you would.
Right.
I mean, all right. But
he's going to go to HR, really, though. Right.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, HR, you said you were going to go to HR.
I said I would if it didn't stop. I don't want to, but I'm not going to keep being the butt of the joke every day.
You shouldn't have said butt.
Man, you're acting like I gave you a wedgie or, you know, locked you in a locker or something, bro.
Sometimes, I mean,
it sounds like it.
It's, I don't know. I mean, if he says it bothers him, you know, that should be enough, I suppose.
Especially when it's the repetition, like it's over and over.
All right, guys, listen, everyone. All right, fine. I won't call you $3 bill anymore. But I got other options. You know, what about Buffalo Bill or Big Ugly Bill? I mean, you get to pick, buddy. They're just funny.
Nope.
They're hilarious.
I pick none. Just call me Bill.
Big Ugly is terrible.
All right, well, you can pretend that's the end of this, but let me just say something real quick.
Yeah.
Go to HR, Bill. You know, nobody's going to trust you at work anymore. You're going to look like a little rat. You want to be a little office rat. You want to be walking around. Everybody's always thinking, oh, there goes, you know.
Yeah.
There he goes again to HR.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there. I see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious, guys. I mean, people already feel like they got to tippy toe around every little thing. Now they got to be watching what they say every time you walk into the break room. I mean, what do you think is going to make things better?
No, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, well, clearly, you know, and let me ask you this, you know, does David know you went on the radio and aired all of this?
Don't say no.
I didn't say the company name.
Or
the,
last names.
Don't even
please.
Say where you live.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter, though, because if he hears this or someone from corporate hears this, they're going to know exactly, you know, who we're talking about. And when David finds out you pretty much dragged this on the radio, he's going to be pissed at both of us.
But he
you
didn't
know?
Say where you work?
I don't know, man. I mean, and not to mention the fact that you did this on the radio knowing you were going to be on vacation this week. So now you're dropping this bomb on me, and I won't even see you for a week. I mean, what is that, buddy? I mean, come on.
I was wondering about that.
That is a twist, Bill, that you waited to be on vacation.
Yeah, you're flipping this on him. Because I said right before I said, are they working second shift? Are they at work at the same time? Like, that's going to be freaking weird.
I just don't see why you guys can't be cool about it and not call each other names.
I mean, I'm telling him the truth. Not the radio version. Yeah. The real one. You know, there's consequences to this kind of stuff. You know, he's calling me and he's complaining that I'm calling him names. You know, he wanted to come on here and make a point. Well, now he's got one.
Look, I didn't mean to stir up a mess. I just want it to stop.
You might have stirred up more than you bargained for, buddy, you know? I'd think real hard before this goes any further.
But
that's a threat.
Yeah, very much so. Come on. It's
there's no winning here.
Bill's getting worse.
Yeah, I thought we were cool. I thought it was nothing but a nickname, but now he's out here calling the radio, and now he's going to go to HR. I don't even want to work with someone like that. No one wants to work around him. They're going to be tippy-toeing him. You know, once everyone finds out, no one's even going to want to talk to him anymore. They're going to be calling him more than just that.
Dude, he's
more
gone.
Than just nicknames.
Yeah. Bill hung up.
Oh, Kyle, calm down.
$3 Bill hung up.
Oh, he's gone.
All there right. He goes. $3 Bill, always making a big deal about nothing. That's why he got no friends in the office.
God, this started out fun, man, but you kind of, like, gaslit the hell out of
me. This is why nobody wants to sit with him in the office. Every time someone, he's there, we all kind of, you know, scrunch together like there's no room in this table. Sit somewhere else. $3 bill. There goes $3 bill.
Oh, my God.
So, maybe, okay.
And it all started because, you know, he's always going to the break room and getting his little snacks there from the vending machine. So, $3 bill, there you go.
Wait, I don't get that reference. Because he's easy. All right.
I mean, are nicknames even supposed to make any sense?
Generally.
I don't even know anymore. You might be the last dude that gives nicknames at work.
We do it, but just not to their face.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what, when he comes back from vacation,
we're going to do an office prank on him now.
Now, see, what if corporate's
escalated
listening?
It.
What if corporate's
We're going to numlock his keyboards. We're going to put glue under his mouse. We're going to do a bunch of stuff. He likes cockroaches. Well, he's going to find cockroaches in his cubicle.
Oh, my God.
God, hang on, man. You got to glue his mouse to
Oh, I
work at the wrong place.
God bless.
Can I job shadow for a day?
I know. I want to sit all of you down and go, is this the way we should be behaving at work?
So I want to say this, Fatboy, if you scroll down to that second page of text right there,
yeah,
there's several people know exactly who both of these dudes are that work at the same place. Y'all are nuts.
I kind
of
want to go by
that's
there
a
now.
Good. That's a good job. Like, y'all better look past that, man.
You're both going to get axed. Kyle, well, you know, Kyle before Bill. Bill's got a valid complaint.
I mean, something there, I don't want to, like, manifest this or anything, but, like, that, when Bill seems like the kind of guy that's, like,
yeah,
fractured, like, you don't want to catch him on the wrong day kind of thing.
He's like, where's all this animosity coming from? What do I do? All I want to do is go to work and I got to hear this childish stuff. And honestly, it would get on my nerves.
You don't want this to push him to a dark place.
And see now, boy, I'm telling you, y'all, government reads your texts. Everybody does.
Because he was getting worked. Kyle was working him hard. He was gaslighting him.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hard, bro.
Guys, break it down. Live from callrob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on July the 30th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Let's give you some music for this first one.
Oh.
Got a lot of music for you. This might throw you off, though.
Oh, that's Billie Eilish.
It is Billie. Yeah, but it's not her birthday.
Oh,
I just don't happen to have
somebody with weird eyelashes.
Nope, I just don't happen to have any of this fella's music.
Billy Joel.
This is Billie's partner, which happens to be her brother.
He's got a weird name. Not a weird name, but like an old school, like Jonah. No, that's not. It's not weird or old school, really.
Jonah.
He doesn't
What's your brother's name? It's like an old...
Phineas.
Oh, yeah.
Phineas O'Connell's birthday.
Good job, Paige.
You're welcome.
He's Billy's music partner.
That is Finn Balor's full name Phineas Balor?
It might be.
Ah.
That's awesome.
Virgo so when David. People are saying go Fins, they're not necessarily talking about the Dolphins.
Fins up, Jethro. Looper.
Duh.
Duh.
Man, I love Billy.
This will be used for a prescription ad down the road. Are you tired of getting off work and wanting to go home and but just being exhausted and not able to do laundry or much less keep a social life?
Mm-hmm. Has your wife left and you have to do all the household chores now?
You probably have hemorrhoids too.
Oh, Lord.
You've got no energy to bend over for the neighbor. Try our new pill. How old's Phineas?
I'll say what Pace says. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. 38.
It can't be that damn old. I'm gonna go late 20s. I'm going 29 now.
Oh,
28.
So close. 28.
Oh,
we gotta lock you in at 29 because you said that one first.
Okay, my daughter loves her. I mean, like,
I love her too. She's good.
Can she like sing? Like she's very talented. I'm not saying that, but she's just kind of doing like an SMR kind of sing. Like, can she bolt?
Yes.
Like, can she belt out big? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I've heard her do it.
I have never.
Because that Barbie song, I can't hear her.
She's just always kind of whispering, like kind of doing like a...
I gotta see her though.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, I mean, it's sexy for sure, you know. How old is she?
Oh, it's Phineas. Phineas is 28.
Yeah, but how old is she though?
Oh, Billy, I don't know.
Okay.
But look that up for me. Let me guess.
All right.
I'll say Billy's 25.
All right. I think it'll take that many seconds for me to Google it.
William Eilish. Eyelash.
23 now.
23?
Yeah.
I forgot she started real young.
Yeah.
Let's keep it. Well, no, I guess not keep it going. Jamie Presley.
God, she looks like John Lennon now.
Doesn't sound like him, though.
Who?
Jamie Presley.
Jamie Presley from My Name is Earl.
Also from North Carolina, I believe. Been famous for a long time. I first saw her in The Ringmaster, the Jerry Springer movie.
Yeah. What was the other movie she was in? One of those early 2000s movie about, you know.
I know.
What?
I'm your sister. I'm your sister. That was her line.
Oh,
in the
God,
movie.
Yeah. Freaking Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
Dang. Dang it, man.
Watch a movie that still holds up.
Yeah, I got an email earlier. I said damn too many times today. Darn it. Well, happy birthday. I'll guess and say she's 52.
53.
Jamie Presley is 48 years old today. And this one might be a little misleading for you. Not an original cast member. One
but
that was
it's
added
somebody
late.
Who's 58 plus. So by saying that, it's ruled out Gabrielle Carteris.
It is not Andrea Zucker.
Is it one of the parents or something?
Nope. She was added late to the cast. She was also.
She was on T.J. Hooker.
Nope. She was the first female Karate Kid.
Give me the initials.
HS. She won an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby. Great movie.
Hilary Swank.
It is Hilary Swank's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, you know how I remember that is Swank magazine is one that I carried when I delivered pornography.
Right.
It was her naked.
It was her magazine. Her grandfather started it many years ago.
He was naked, and then like the whole family was at some point.
Fabboy was actually on the cover of Twank.
It was. Me and Neil McCoy.
Twang. All you gotta do
twang.
Is give me that twang.
God dang it.
What was Twink Martindale? What was that? All right.
Twang.
Paige, ladies first on this one.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
I know you need to move closer to that microphone.
Sorry.
I don't think she was on 90210 for long.
48?
I'm going to go 57.
Hilary Swank is 51 years old today.
Cool.
This gentleman, I don't have a song for him.
She married to someone famous? Or
I think she was married to Chad Lowe for a long time,
no,
I think.
It stays like this that I miss my mom. I could ask her.
she
could tell you.
She would tell me. Start. It would be missing a letter or something.
She would also tell you, our buddy carved his desk in half with his chainsaw. And it's not Jesse James Dupree's birthday.
Oh, ooh.
You know who it
was
is.
Was this the guy that Drew Barrymore was saying?
No.
Mm-mm. This guy had a show on MTV, and he had the first podcast known to man. He's Canadian.
Give me the initials.
TG. He was in a movie called Freddy Got Fingered.
Tom Green.
Tom Green's birthday.
Tom Green. That's who was her name.
Well, you didn't say Tom Green.
No, but I could remember his
name. Okay. Well, you're looking at me like you said it. I was thinking Tony Gwynn for a moment.
Oh, rest in peace. Yes. I saw Tony Gwynn play.
Did you?
Yep.
What was he playing?
With himself in the bathroom.
God, you hear that, Junior?
You're so bad.
Well, you wait till Chris hears. His lesser known brother. The Billy Ripken of that group.
Hillary Shout out Swank. Miss Gwynn.
How old is she?
Tom Green.
Oh, yes. Tom Green, I'm going to go is 56.
55.
54 for Tom Green.
Nice.
I didn't have his theme song. This is the Tom Green show. This is not the Green Tom show.
You know, that was a tough show to watch, man.
I mean, really
I didn't like it.
He was an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Kind of, it was slow.
A Superman person.
Batman.
Oh.
His trilogy of...
what a fool I am.
His Dark Knight trilogy.
I know, right?
Was probably one of the best entries into the Batman catalog. Christopher Nolan. I have not seen Oppenheimer yet, still.
I tried to watch it a little bit, but I was...
I have not seen it. It doesn't seem like it interests me at all. Well, I don't need a dramatic movie made out of that.
It's dark, and I didn't want to, you know...
It's like watching a...
Waiting for
like
the
a romantic movie about a couple met at Auschwitz or something.
You're waiting for the bomb to drop. It was kind of depressing. Auschwitz. I said, do I want to see this? No. So I watched something else instead.
Christopher Nolan, I would not know him if I walked right past him at Comic-Con, but No, I can't think of what he looks like. But I'm going to guess, because it's one of Paige's favorite hobbies, I'm going to guess 69.
Okay.
She loves it.
I'll second the 69.
Oh, my God. Well, he's 55 years old today.
I'm not listening just to the you fact, anymore.
Just the fact that you said you would second that 69 is great enough.
Yeah, that makes it 138 for those that are quick at math.
This lady was in the Kill Bill movies also. Madman's mom, Mary, God rest her soul, had a hard time saying her name.
I was, right when you said that, I was like trying to remember like how she mispronounced it.
I remember how.
Go ahead, I'm.
She got her mixed up with your favorite movie actor, well, actor in your favorite movie, Back to the Future.
Oh.
Not Michael J. Fox.
Right.
Vivica A. Fox, or as Mary would say.
Vivica J. Fox.
It's Vivica's birthday.
God.
From Booty Call. She's
I had pretty. My mom for a second convinced in the 80s that Michael Jackson wrote Billie Jean about Billie Jean King until she found out Billie Jean King wasn't into men. Yeah, true.
Okay.
Before the internet, she could really pull the wool over people's eyes.
Oh, Vivica.
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 Vivica A. Fox, who is... I think very, very,
very pretty,
sexy. I'm gonna go big one.
No,
61.
Mm, 59.
She is 61 years old today. You know, we'll do this one. I'm trying to narrow them down here because I got a few more big ones in
Gunther. No, he's passed.
No. Main cast.
Monica.
Nope.
Phoebe.
Yes. Lisa Kudrow's birthday. She was
Tamara, don't forget. Facebook button.
That sounded painful.
Yeah, it hurt.
It got hurt.
I slapped the crap out of my hand. That is Ric Flair chop cap clapped.
His counter's hard.
Whatever he said.
Yeah. 56.
55.
Lisa Kudrow is 62 years old. A couple more here.
Attention. I love her.
You're staying in order, and I'm not paying attention to that.
He was... He was Morpheus in The Matrix. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, the best one of the whole series. Lawrence Fishburne.
I can't believe you didn't... Never mind.
What? Take my pants off just now?
Yeah.
Mentioned Boys part. In the Hood?
That part.
He was also the grandpa on Blackish.
Sitting there playing with them balls, thinking about where's my son at? You know, them stress balls. Wasn't
stress
that him?
Balls.
Is that the same guy?
I don't think so. Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah. Wasn't he the dad in Boys in the Hood? He was the father of the kid that got shot, I thought.
It might have been. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
I just remember Morris Chestnut running down the street.
65.
66.
Lawrence Fishburne is 64 years old today. I killed the music. I don't have any music for him, but it's Arnold's birthday.
You could have played all kinds of fun things.
Yep.
Arnold.
It's not a tumor.
Different Strokes. Oh, that Arnold.
Who is your daddy or what does he do? Or I need you to close your boots in your motorcycle.
Well, he had a really, like, I don't want to live past him because he's older than me, but, like, boy, Arnold put over Hulk Hogan very nicely. Like, he had very, very nice things to say about him.
Arnold's son, Patrick, says that Arnold will say his lines around the house. He'll say, I'll be back and, you know, get to the chopper.
I mean, it's like, you got to imagine because he's like, Dad, where are you going? I'm going to pick up stogies. I'll be back.
I would ask him all the time.
Dad, we're going to brunch. Are we going to, is the chauffeur taking us? Or are we going to take the helicopter? Get to the chopper.
I'm like, Dad, you realize you were Terminator and Conan?
And you're like, Dad, you want to go to the gym and I'll pump you up? And he's like, that wasn't me.
It was not me.
That was Saturday Night Live.
Not the Mexican Conan, but like the other Conan.
Right, the original Conan. The Destroyer and the Barbarian. Also, Lawrence Fishburne was in Boys in the Hood. He was the dad of...
I got to go back and rewatch it.
Ricky.
How old's Arnold?
Arnold is 77.
Oh, wow. 73.
Arnold is 78 years old today.
Oh, boy.
Happy heavenly birthday, Mr. Whipple. Dick Wilson. Charmin spokesman from back in the day.
Don't squeeze it.
Would have been 109 years old. And Henry Ford... He sat on us with this, 5/8 Monday through Friday schedule, 40 hours a week. Would have been 162 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he that was very influential. I mean, it really was. That and the freaking assembly line.
Yeah.
You know, and to think, probably his great-grandson probably invented the computers that are going to replace us all doing those jobs, you know?
Yep. It all started with the freaking Industrial Revolution, man.
Oh, yeah. And that all started with war.
Look at that. I bet Eli Whitney almost walked past the cotton gin.
It was Whitney. Yep. Eli Whitney, not Whitley.
Yep.
Whitley was on a different world.
You're just so ready to
get out of here?
Be a dick to me and cut me off?
No, no. I never like doing that. I never like doing that.
I was playing.
Tomorrow is going to be freaking awesome. It's never a bad show when you have Jeremy Clements come in. It's just so much fun.
Guys.
And I've listened to him on other shows and stuff. It's not as good.
No, he's very animated with us.
He's more his real self. Because, I mean, he's way better.
But he'll feed us and fatten us up, and he has his yogurt and his parfait when he's in here.
Well, he'll also be joining us in here.
His fetish to make us fat.
Only one time has he ever done this before, and he's going to make love to a man tomorrow morning. No, I'm kidding. No, Facebook fussing. No, it'll be back for the first time in like 6-7 weeks now. And so we'll do the fussing, and then Jug will sleep with the man.
We got time for both.
Yeah, not sex. They're just going to take a nap, 9 o'clock hour like I do. All right, good morning, everyone. God bless.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
That baby's back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.